But I'm going to talk about the impact on WIC participants of the food package change and WIC participants in California. And as you can tell from my title, change is good means that things are going well with our participants in California. It's already been shared. I don't have personal disclosures. So today I'd like you to become familiar with our California Nutrition Education and Food Package Impact Study and recognize the impact of nutrition education and the changes to the food package on the behavior of our California WIC participants. And finally, you're going to identify at least three changes that participants made in their food consumption following the changes. And you know, I like having objectives like this, and I think we're usually required to tell you what we want to tell you, but I'll tell you right now, it's really good news, and participants are eating all more of these foods like whole grains, fruits and vegetables, and low-fat milk. So don't leave yet, because stay for the details, but it's exciting, and I want to convey to you the excitement that all of us in California have, and I think nationwide, I'll go out on a limb here and say that nationwide, a lot of us at WIC are really excited by the change. Here in California, actually we're not in California, we're in Colorado, out in California, we now have 84 local agency WIC programs, which is, I think, a recent change, so as of October. So I'll update my slide when I get home. We have the smallest local agencies are serving actually about 500 or less participants, and then our agency, PHFE, serves over 300,000 participants. So we have quite a variety of agencies. About half are run through county governments, and about half are run through nonprofits. So for those of you from other states, that kind of helps you understand how WIC in California runs. Here was our study design. I'm going to start you off on the left, March of 2009, so take your brains way back. This was before we trained our staff or we even started talking to our WIC participants about a change coming. So back at that time, we did a survey of 3,000 WIC participants in California. Again, they knew nothing of what was looming. We then did an education campaign about the new food package for 6 months. Time two survey then was a second phone survey of 3,000 California participants after the education, but before the food package change. So that was in September of 2009, because California implemented on October 1st, 2009. So you see that big red square, that was the big day where we all, ICIS is our California state information system, it told us to do something different, it was very exciting. And so 6 months after that change, we did a time three survey. So that would have been 6 months after the food package change in California. So these are the three waves of data collection I'll be talking about. So it's sort of important to remember when they fell. Time one was before anything. Time two is post-education, but before the change. Time three is after the change. So I have a great team, and many of them are here. Laureen is here in the front row from Berkeley, Laureen Ritchie. We also worked with Field Research Corporation in San Francisco, and they actually conducted the surveys for us. And then WIC, we have California WIC program, Michelle's here, and do you have other folks here today? Not today. And then folks from PHFE WIC. So it was a good team that put this all together. We did do cross-sectional random samples of 3,000 people. A longitudinal design was actually just too expensive. So we ended up doing a cross-sectional design. Surveys were in English and Spanish, English or Spanish, I should say, and about 97 to 98% of California WIC participants speak one of those two languages. The callers were blind to our research aims, so that we were able to protect WIC client confidentiality by using auto dialers. So the person making the phone call actually only knew she was calling Maria in the state of California. She didn't know where Maria was and actually couldn't recall her because the computer did the calling for them. So it was a really nice way of protecting our WIC client confidentiality, but having an outside entity making the calls. So it wasn't just WIC calling WIC families, it was a survey research firm making the calls. We had great cooperation rates. Our WIC participants, when we reached them, they really seemed to like to talk to us. It's nice. So 90% of them did the 20-minute survey when we reached them, and we reached about half, so our response rate was 50%. If you are a survey person like me and you want to see the surveys, you can come to our website. So our healthy habits education, I'm going to give you a very brief overview. For those 6 months, that blue line on the chart, we did a statewide healthy habits education effort, and you can see here who we partnered with, Sesame Workshop, and through National WIC Association, I think other states also might have participated with Sesame Street. This is the Get Healthy Now show. I'm not going to show you a clip because we don't have time, but otherwise we'd be getting up and dancing with vegetables. So we gave this CD to all of our 1 million WIC families in California, and it was a statewide education campaign, so all 82 at the time local agencies were giving the same education through the whole state of California. In April and May, we focused on fruits and vegetables. In June and July, we focused on lower-fat milk. And in August and September, we focused on whole grains. And I have to say, you know, kudos to the state for putting together a tremendous education package that involved a lot of people. And if you're interested in that work, we encourage you to visit the state's website. It's great, great materials that I think you could use in other regions. So you know our foods of focus. Who did we survey? Mostly women. I'm sure that's a big surprise. Mostly age 29 was the mean, about 4 years on WIC. In California, we have 81% Hispanic, so that's who was surveyed. In the whole state, the number is a little bit lower than that. Down in LA, it's a little bit higher than that. So we surveyed about 81% Hispanic and 58% preferred Spanish. Mostly, as you see here from the big blue chunk, those are the moms of infants and children. So mostly we were talking to moms with infants and children on the program. And then the red were our breastfeeding moms, and the green were our pregnant moms. So that's who we were talking to. As you can see here, about half of our California WIC participants have less than 12 years of education, with a fairly significant 24% having less than an eighth grade education. And I think that's important as we think about our education strategies to recognize the breadth of education that our participants have. So here's your reminder. Everybody remembers time one, time two, time three? Because now we're going to go to bar charts, which are always fun. Time one is always going to be then light blue, and time two is always going to be this dark, I hope it's still dark blue, yep, dark blue. So what we see from time one to time two, and remember, we haven't changed the checks yet. This is just from education alone. We see this nice significant increase in participants' consumption of fruit. We didn't see a significant change for vegetables, but we were surprised. I mean, Lorene and I, actually, I think we're quite surprised by the kind of effects we saw from education alone, and both surprised and really delighted. So we felt great that we could see changes in fruit consumption just based on education. And hold your breath, because then we'll see what happened once we gave them the checks. So here, now these little purple bars are time three, or after we gave the checks. We see a bump, another significant bump up, not quite as big for intake of fruit. And now we see a significant increase in our participants' consumption of vegetables after we give them the means to buy the foods. So we've been doing a lot of talking and thinking about this, and we need other data and more research to come out about it. But it seems that perhaps fruit is a message that's pretty amenable to nutrition education efforts, but vegetables is a little bit harder. For whatever reason, WIC families may find it harder to start getting their three-year-old to eat vegetables than getting their three-year-old to eat fruits. And it could be that it really takes the incentive, meaning the giving them the monetary ability to buy the vegetables, that makes the behavior change. That's just a thought at this time. So milk. We see from education alone significant differences both for the mother and for the child. And what I think is interesting about the mother or respondent is, remember, 75% of those are moms of kids on the program, meaning they're not still getting checks for themselves. So mom's behavior is changing, even though she actually doesn't have the WIC voucher for herself any longer. So we saw significant decreases in whole milk, significant increases in low-fat milk. In California, you can buy 2%, unlike some of those states that only let 1%, we do allow 2%. So education alone, we saw nice change, and then we see this gorgeous third step when you add the checks. So us evaluator people really like things that look like that, because it means that everything you did made a difference. So we were delighted. So finally, whole grains. Shockingly, we got an effect from education alone, and I say shockingly because as Stacy alluded to, whole grains is sort of harder. It's a little bit different than fruits and vegetables. That's sort of easy to define. We know what those are. Low-fat milk, pretty simple. Whole grains, you know, what are those? And the education is a little more difficult. It's a little harder to know really exactly what that is. So we were surprised and delighted again that we got a small significant increase in whole grain consumption based on education alone and a really nice jump once we gave them the checks. So here in California, not here in California, I keep forgetting where I am. Out in California, we're seeing really nice behavior change, and I'm hoping that other states are seeing the same thing. And then finally, we did look a little bit about satisfaction with the new WIC foods at time three. And you can see here, we're seeing overall some really high satisfaction with the new package in terms of the new WIC foods, the education, the checks that Stacy talked about, the cash value vouchers for fruits and vegetables. the whole grains and the checks for only lower fat milk. By and large, really nice high satisfaction. Something that no one's mentioned yet is the food package change had to be cost neutral. That meant we had to reduce some of the foods. The foods on the bottom then are the foods that were reduced. And we see here that there's a little bit more dissatisfaction about the amount of those foods. As you might guess, we took some of those away. So I had this great comment the last time I gave this talk, which was, what about the people who are new to WIC since October? Our sort of newbies versus our veterans. So we did this analysis, and it happens that 264 people were new to WIC since October of 2009. So they had never seen it the old way. And what's nice is they have significantly higher satisfaction with those foods that we reduced. They didn't know it the old way. They're pretty satisfied with how it is. And as time marches forward, we're going to only have people that know it the new way. So we're pretty, pretty excited. I think that there is good satisfaction in California with the package and really nice behavior change. So my conclusions are that the healthy habits education was associated with increases in recognition of our messages and reported increases in family consumption of fruits, lower fat milk, and whole grains. And I think it's a really important point to make that nutrition education in WIC can change participant knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors and support the consumption of a healthier diet. We've spent a lot of money on education in WIC, and it's really part of what makes WIC WIC and who we are and sort of sets us apart. And to show that it changes behavior in and of itself, I think is really important and exciting. And of course, the new food package improves diets. So we're really delighted in the increases in fruits, vegetables, lower fat milk, and whole grains that we are seeing from the new package. I think there's also nice high satisfaction. High satisfaction overall, and the newbies are even more satisfied. So I think the future is looking really good. And this is a slide that I don't like to just gloss over because I really am a voice for a huge team of people. We have 2,000 staff in California, 3,000 WIC staff in California, and 1.4 million families. And this worked really because of our frontline staff. And I think this is probably true around the nation. Our frontline staff ran with this, and they are the people that are delivering the message to our clients, and the clients are embracing it. So I think the biggest thanks and acknowledgement goes to all of those frontline staff who pulled this off. And it was a big change for California and the nation. Lorene is here, Phil Spector and Pat Crawford from Berkeley, Linnea and Michelle and Nancy Crocker from the California WIC program. Judy is here, Eloise, Nellie, and Mike, Mark from Field Research, and Lori True from the California WIC Association. All of those folks were really instrumental in making it so that I happen to be here delivering the message to you today. So we look forward to hearing from you, and I know you're going to have some great questions to email me. So thank you for your time.